Come loose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. This is our NFL edition. We are coming to you from our WatchEveryGame.com studios. Now, Sunday, especially here in San Diego, will be another big WatchEveryGame.com weekend because I checked it out. And they're going to have one game on in the morning and one game on in the afternoon. So we're going to talk about that later on. And the WatchEveryGame customer service people, they now have a Facebook page. Last night, they let everyone know that they dropped Pink Floyd's The Wall into the favorites. All you got to do is push one button, and you get to watch The Wall. Now, Johnny, golly gee, you know what? There's nothing better after a few days of winning football than sitting around watching Pink Floyd.
Hey, you know, I always go home and listen to the podcast of this show, but maybe later on in the afternoon I could do that.
Yeah, and so I am second half Chaz along with Johnny D.
Yeah, great to be a part of the show. I can't wait to get cracking on these big Week 11 games.
And we've got a special guest in studio. We got last week's Caller of the Week, Hector.
What up, everybody? Let's make some money and bet on some teams.
Hey, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks,
guys. Scheduled to be joined by Tommy, Mo, and Sloppy, and they always have opinions. And that's exactly what you get here.
Yeah, they do.
It's Sports Betting Weekly. You're going to get as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle. We ain't going to sit here and guarantee to make you $250,000, okay? But what I do know is that our listeners are the public, and you really want to know what the public is thinking. So give us a call. 866-405-1717, 866-405-1717. As always, Steve on the board is paying for the call. It's toll free. And though we want callers are wanted, winners are preferred. And so, without hesitation, we're going out to a guy that hasn't given us a loser since, like, I think Labor Day weekend. Tom Vasco, Franklin, Virginia.
Wow.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
No, I want to just again, you know, I'm fortunate enough to spend some time in a sports book with you, so I know that you've done this before, but it's pretty cool to see you doing it on the radio.
Yeah, I'm on a 4-0 run right now, and I love that extra catch around the holidays. So what do you say we keep it going with this week's pick?
All right, well, let's do it.
All right, well, this week I'm looking at the Washington Redskins at the Carolina Panthers. Now, a few weeks ago, I bet against the Panthers, and I made a statement saying I don't think they're as good as they really are. I actually meant that as a compliment, meaning I thought they were going to keep getting better, and they have been. And then you got the Redskins right now who are coming off their best performance last week, offensive performance. That's not saying much because they did it against the Saints, but Kirk Cousins had a perfect quarterback rating, and I don't think any other quarterback's done that this year. For the first time, I think the Redskins actually believe they're a playoff team, and if you look at the standings, they're only a half game back of the Giants. When I look at this, I think the Panther lines are stretched too high. And I need to shut the door when I make this pick because Christy will cringe if I bet on the Redskins for anything. But my pick this week is the Redskins plus 7.
Well, you nailed it in a couple things, Tom, because as you know, both that we saw the other day with Jacksonville sneaking right into the playoff contention and Washington's in the same boat. You know, if nobody in the division is going to win, you take the division any way you can take it. The one thing about Carolina, because they have been getting no respect, remember how the lines work, guys. The lines are not what the House thinks the Carolinas is going to win by. The lines are what it's going to take people to say, hey, that's too many points. I'm going with Washington, which is exactly what you're doing, Tom. And then they want to separate out that money. And as you saw with these Panthers, every week, as there's more and more believers, and I've been on them from the beginning because I felt they were getting Rodney Dangerfield with a lack of respect, but the line keeps moving up every week, a little bit higher, a little bit higher, a little bit higher, and sooner or later is going to be too many points. What that is, I don't know.
Yeah, and I just think this game is going to be a little closer than people think, but who knows? That's my pick this week. I think it's going to be the Redskins plus 7. I love it.
All right, Tom, we'll talk to you next week. You know, Johnny, I'm a big trend guy, so if you did it for me last week, I'm going to follow you until you don't do it for me. Again, look, this guy has got nothing but W's. He did. He gave us a loser back early in October.
Yeah, I don't know if Tom's still on the line, but it's great having you on the show. I really look forward to your takes, man. We appreciate you calling in. And for the record, I did not change my pick after his call. I kind of leaning his way, too. The Panthers at 9-0. I got the line at 7.5 over the Redskins. But Carolina mauled the Titans 27-10. I love their defense, one of the top three in the NFL. And they're actually third in the league in rushing offense, too. But over to the Redskins. Yeah, somehow I had Kirk Cousins on the Taco Wreckers, my fantasy team. And it was a big day. He threw for a couple of hundred yards. I think it was 20 for 25, four touchdowns. They took the Saints to church last week. They're only a half game behind the Giants. So I like the Redskins, too. Maybe this game is just too important to them. The Panthers are cruising along. I like the Redskins, too, especially that extra half a point if you can get it.
Well, you know, you mentioned church, and it's tough going to church on Sundays with football if you're out here because it's early. You got to make choices. Saturday night, you know, I'm a Catholic. Saturday night mass works for me. But I'm imagining this Sunday, Rob Ryan can go to any service he wants in any nomination he wants because he ain't going to be at the football field.
Yeah, the Church of Football is what I like.
What do you think, Hector? Washington at Carolina.
Yeah, I'm with Tom on this one. I take that bet before it falls to a 6.5, actually. I mean, you look at Washington, I'm totally with Johnny D on this. I mean, they're looking better. That division, anybody can win that with 8 games probably. So, and even when they played the Patriots, I saw that game from start to finish. They didn't look ridiculously bad in that game, and they were pretty close throughout. So the Patriots pulled away at the end. So if you can get them at 7, 7.5, do it right now because I'm with you on that one.
All right, before we go out to our next caller, it's going to be Joe from Connecticut. It'll be interesting to see what Joe has on his local television because here's what we got on tap with regular TV Sunday here in San Diego. Fox, 10 o'clock, that game, the Washington and Carolina game. So if that's your game, God bless you, you're going to be able to watch it. After that, for the late game, Face the Nation. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't know who's on this week, but it's always exhilarating conversation on Face the Nation on CBS. Then on the other station is Chargers in Kansas City. Of course, we're a Charger town. That's it. Those are the choices. So, Joe in Connecticut, what do you get? How many games are you going to get tomorrow if you don't have a watch every game box?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even have cable. I have a system where I watch the games over the internet right now.
Exactly, that's exactly what the WatchEveryGame.com box does. It's a streaming internet device that allows you to go on there. And don't get me wrong, I tell people I love to find Sky Sports out of London because not only are the commercials off for casinos and gambling, but the commentary is pretty funny here in the British accents, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool to hear the different perspectives on what they think of the game and such. It's pretty awesome.
And then, of course, here, you know, we have, you know, all the top stars are on the panel, the Jimmy Johnsons, those guys. But over in London, it's the you know, guys you never really heard of. They played in the league 8 years, but you really never heard of them.
Yeah, and sometimes they have a better perspective, too. American football has the idea of sticking old players on the air and thinking that they're going to give you a hot take, and meanwhile, you know,
and then of course,
losers.
Let's have more of them instead of having two or three. Let's have 9.
Yeah. So this week, guys, I lost my lead in the pool. Finally, you finally overtook me there.
Yeah, well, just so you know, I've had some experience playing from the front, and I don't seem to do it that well.
Well, I'll be nipping at your heels. I'm hoping I'm a closer right now.
There you go.
Get him some coffee.
This week, I heard you guys talking about it before. I like Carolina -7 or -7.5, excuse me. You know, every time I look at Carolina, I'm like, all right, you know, they're due for a bad game. They're due, and then they go out there. Cam throws a pick. You know, they control the clock. Their defense plays really well. All of a sudden, they're up a touchdown. They're up 10 points, and they're keeping the clock running with Jonathan Stewart, Cam Newton. And I keep looking at their next game saying, okay, this is going to be a trap game because they're playing somebody good next game. And it just doesn't seem to come. And I don't know. Everybody's waiting for them to lose, you know, hopping on this Kirk Cousins bandwagon this week. But the one problem with the Redskins is they're just not that good at football. And I just don't see them shutting down the running game of the Carolina Panthers and jumping out to a lead early to where, you know, Carolina can't really come back. They're a good football team, and I understand they had some injuries last year, made the playoffs with that awful record. But, you know, Cam got this team going, and he's a top player in the NFL right now.
And I love it. You know, we talk about, you know, Sports Betting Weekly, basically what it is. It's like having a microphone on every table in a sports book, and that's exactly what you're going to have. You're going to have buddies, opposite sides. We do it all the time, Johnny, down there. And a lot of times what we'll do side bets, because this way we don't have to give the 10% to the house, you know?
Yeah, I had to let go another psychiatrist. This is my counseling right here. This is my support group.
All right,
Joe. Keep coming back. It really works.
We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Take care, guys. Good luck.
Yeah, you know what? I do have the lead in the pool, and again, I've had the lead in the pool before, so I remember what happened. I was looking over my shoulder. Maybe I should have been focusing more on the date in front of me. We already covered that game. We've got a couple guys online pretty excited. We've got another Nutmeg State caller, but we also have Augustine. I think he's from Rancho Bernardo on the line, so we're going to get to those guys right after the break. Just remember, watch every game. .com. No more paying Big Brother to watch a little NFL football. Basic cable and the Watch Every Game box is all you need. Free shipping and the promo code, go type in radio, RIDIO, and you save $50. It's Sports Betting Weekly.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title, and championshipfootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too, championshipfootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, championshipfootballs.com has the autographs too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the championshipfootballs.com autograph footballs. championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half half or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am second half Chaz with Johnny.
What's up, fellas?
And our special guest, last week's caller of the week, Hector.
What up, guys?
Now, whenever the media discusses sports betting, they always mention the public. While our callers are the public, this is our Fox Sports Grill segment. Now, we had a good time Thursday, and let me tell you, it was an ugly football game. It was an old school Thursday night football game. When they used to have those Thursday night games that were really ugly, this one was like the king of the ugly. But as with point spreads, even at the very end, the game was still up for grabs. Vegas, they know what they're doing, that's for sure. And we had a lot of fun, but we have a bye this week because Thursday is Thanksgiving. We'll have our show next Saturday, but we're not going to do our Thursday night, Fox Grill show. We're going to make sure and have some fun with our families. But there are some other byes this week. We've got New Orleans has a bye. They need a bye, huh? The Giants have a bye. The Steelers have a bye.
We really need one.
Cleveland has a bye.
The Cleveland sucks.
Hey, speaking of Cleveland sucks, let's go out to Augustine from Rancho. Where are you from, buddy?
Hi, Fred. Good morning.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Wonderful sports bettors. Good, good, good.
Give us a winner.
I have a winner for you. I have the Green Bay Packers plus 1 point at Minnesota.
You think they could go and beat Vikings who've been covering every week in and out?
I do. I believe they will win the game outright, and you can feel confident getting even money on your dollar.
There you go. All right, Augustine, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
That's the first time we had that game, Johnny D. What do you think?
Hey, thanks for calling in, Augustine. Always enjoy your takes, man. The two really big games of the week, and this is one of them, Packers and Vikings. Adrian Peterson is just on fire. He rushed for 203 yards last week, and I read a stat. He has 30 carries of over 10 yards a pop. Think about that. Their defense is only giving up 16 points a game. I think, what are they, 8 straight covers for Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah, Coach Zimmer now really knows his football and is playing great. The Packers, everybody knows I love the Packers. I can't believe they lost 3 games in the week last week to Detroit. Their defense has given up a lot of points and yards. They're only 1 game back behind Minnesota in the division. Like I said, it's game of the week. I'm leaning towards Green Bay. Even though I know Minnesota has a great team, but I don't know. Maybe I'm playing with my heart.
It's easy to go backwards and look in the past. What do you think, Hector?
I mean, I've been riding the Minnesota bandwagon the whole season. I mean, like you were saying, Johnny D, Adrian Peterson looks like he's found the fountain of youth after that horrible injury a year or two ago. So, and they've been covering like crazy. They looked awesome against Oakland last week. And I don't know, Minnesota, I think they were like dark horse to take the division start of the season. So I'm going to stick with them. I'm not betting against Minnesota until somebody proves me wrong.
No, they've got nothing but W's. And here's the thing about the Packers. They won those games with all those injuries. You know, now that it's catching up to them. I don't think, though, if Minnesota wins, that anybody would have predicted going into week 12 that the Packers would be fighting for a playoff berth.
And that Jordy Nelson injury at the start of the season
Huge.
Was a trickle-down effect.
Huge.
Oh, yeah,
no
you
doubt.
Can see it.
No doubt about it. And then, you know what, we're dealing with that here. You know, when you lose a 1 and a 2, you know, 3 and a 4 have to the next man up. Yeah, it doesn't mean you have the same talent, though.
Right.
Just because you're next on the roster doesn't mean you have the same talent. All right, let's go out to a guy. I think he was right in the running, actually, for call of the week last week with his call. Who is it on the Chicago game? Sal from Connecticut.
Hey, how you doing?
What's the morning like in Connecticut? You get any of that winter that I read about?
No, it's absolutely sunny and gorgeous. I mean, it's, you know, a little chilly because it is wintertime, but it's a pretty nice day.
Good for you.
Hey, Chicago, I was expecting them to keep it close. I wasn't expecting them to blow them out, but, you know, that's
you might,
at the end of the game.
Sal, you might have to take some responsible for a man losing his job.
I like Cincinnati today to play in Arizona. They had a tough loss last week. They couldn't get it going. I think they'll bounce back. They're getting 4.5. So, you know, even if they let it slip away, I think it's a field goal game.
Yeah, you know what? I was looking at that game, and it just all year Cincinnati's been given, given, given. And then all of a sudden you're going to get some of these games where, remember, the public really controls the line, Sal. That the first guy from you know, CG Technologies that puts the line out for 8 of those sports books that they run, that's the starting line. But everything after that is the public. And I just don't think that this team is a team that should be getting points to anybody.
Well, that line moved a lot, a couple points, I think, since it opened. And I just think Arizona's been playing well, and they're a good team. But for whatever reason, Cincinnati's being overlooked, and they're a pretty good team, too.
No, I would agree with you. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
What do you think there, Johnny?
What's the current line on this game? I saw 4.5.
Yeah, four and a half. 3.5. It's up to 4.5.
Okay. Yeah, this is the other game of the week in my world. Maybe a preview of Super Bowl 50.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
It could be.
So, yeah, Arizona Cardinals have a 3-game lead in the NFC West. They won a great game against Seattle. It was real entertaining and fun to watch. Arizona has a top-ranked offense in the NFL. The Bengals are definitely for real. They did lose last week. Was it 10-6 to Tennessee? They have a 2.5 game lead over Pittsburgh in their division. A lot of you guys probably remember Carson Palmer was a Bengal for many years and wanted out of there, and there wasn't a happy divorce between him and management. And Carson Palmer saying this is just not another regular game. I think he wants to tee off on them. I can't wait for kickoff. I personally, like I said, this could be a preview of the next Super Bowl. I like the Cardinals at home laying the 4.5.
Hector.
Well, I'm kind of mixed on this one. I would try to avoid it if possible, but if I had to take one, I'd take the Bengals plus 4.5. I saw the Monday night game. Cincinnati did everything to lose that game humanly possible, and they still had a chance to win it at the end if it wasn't for the fumble. You know, Cincinnati's looking way better this year, pretty much. And I think Andy Dalton's going to be hearing it from his fans this week that, you know, it's, oh, here comes Andy Dalton again, starting to choke. So I think he's got a point to prove, and I think it's going to come down to a field goal. So I'm taking the either way, so I'm taking the Bengals.
Yeah, there's nothing better than having a game winding down and you're getting 4.5, especially if your team has the ball.
Oh, yeah.
It really is a pretty good feeling. I actually do have Cincinnati in the pool. You made a good comment about the fact that you can't really – you know, when we do the pool, you got to pick every game, but you can't really put a lot of emphasis in terms of your dollars in every game. Otherwise, you know, it's just so hard, especially on Sunday. Saturdays, you can get away with it. There's a lot more opportunity for the books to make mistakes and for the public to be off on those college games than there is in the NFL. So now let's talk a little bit about our Fox Sports Grill segment, because I mentioned it was an ugly football game, but again, with those points, it kept it close at the end. You can see the pictures on our Facebook page. As always, remember, with our Facebook page, Sports Betting Weekly, and our Twitter account, at SB Weekly, and then, of course, you got the toll-free number.
1-866-405-1717.
There is no reason for you to not get a pick in before the games. If you're listening to this show elsewhere, on a podcast or on another radio station, as long as those are online by 10 o'clock, Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern time, they count. We're having a grand prize drawing every time you call or post. You get an entry. Every time you get a winner, you get two. And we want to shout out to Ashley, Aaron, and Michelle, our interns, for helping out. So let's go out, and we're going to have a little chat with a guy that's given us more winners than anybody. Let's talk to Jason from the Fox Sports Grill.
Same thing, sticking with one game. I like Atlanta at home. I got them minus 5.5. I got some good money on that. I think with the backup quarterback on Indy, plus they're playing at home, coming off a bye, they should be ready for it. And I've seen them pretty easily covering that spread. So that's my lock for this week, Atlanta.
Yeah, Jason, I mentioned earlier that, you know, we've got a bye with this week for your place because you guys are closing up early on Thanksgiving. Are you guys all ready for the holidays there?
Yeah, we have a lot of people coming by, businesses, friends, families coming for having their holiday party. And we got some great special deals we can book for you guys. So if you want to have any kind of holiday party before Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, before Christmas, talk to our marketing manager and she'll set something nice up for you.
Yeah, the Lydia's a great girl. Okay, have a great Thanksgiving, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, good luck to you. Now, we got Dan, who posted from the Fox Sports Grill. Dan's a great guy. Funny, he took a bath last week, but he likes Carolina. He got it at -7. And a lot of these guys, because Caliente has legal sports betting, they're going down Wednesday and Thursday as soon as those early lines are out. And when you've got a favorite, that's not a bad thing to do, is to get down there early and get those points in. What do you think about his pick on that game?
Back to the Falcons-Colts, you know, the Colts are actually tied for first place in the AFC South, and, you know, no luck. Hasselbeck has done a pretty good job while he's been in there earlier this year. But over to the Falcons, you know, they're off a bye. They lost two games to San Francisco and Tennessee. This team started out on fire. Mm-hmm. They've just been turning the ball over a lot. They need to correct that. If they can get Devontae Freeman running the ball against the Colts like I think they can, I think the Falcons are in good shape Sunday afternoon. Take the Atlanta Falcons -5.
Hector.
I'm with you on the Falcons. I think the bye week's going to be huge for them to correct all those mistakes, practice their basics during the week off. So, I mean, I had them as my pick of the year, basically, when they played Tennessee, and they were -6.5, and everybody lost on that one pretty much. So, but I think, like I said, the bye week's going to refresh them, and it's going to help them out a lot. So I'm taking the Falcons on this one.
Yeah, and that other game, Dan has Baltimore -2.5. I'm not sure if I mentioned that. So we give – again, we give you credit, and we're having a pretty good grand prize drawing. I do want to mention the Circle Your Date. We're starting to have it. They're getting close, but 12-5 is the Saturday. So after the show on 12-5, we're going to Blush. I think it's Blush. Matter of fact, do me a favor. You got your phone, Hector?
Yeah.
Look up Blush downtown. I think it's on 5th and Market. We're going to have a party with We Party Naked. The guys at We Party Naked, gotta love that name. They do a great job, and we're going to be doing that on the 5th. It's Conference Championship Saturday, so all the Conference Championship games, we're going to be doing the squares, the parlay tickets. Good time's going to be had by all, so circle that date. That is 12-5. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly. We'll be right back.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. As many opinions on as many games as an hour can handle. I'm Second Half Chaz with Johnny D.
Great to be a part of the show.
And our special guest, last week's Caller of the Week, Hector's in studio.
Call in, guys. We're waiting.
The second half of the show is always a perfect segment for 6betsagame.com to sponsor. They said last week Pittsburgh at home in the first half. They won again last week. Now they're 14-2 against the spread in the first half. And we talk about it all the time. When you have a situation where you're not necessarily waiting to the end of the game to cash because you've already maybe hit the first quarter and you hit the first half, it's a lot easier when the guy fumbles out of the end zone and instead of getting a touchdown, it's a touchback. and the team that you don't want has the ball going the other way. So during this segment, as always, we'll have our 6 bets a game. .com data worth it. And let's head out to Las Vegas. Brad from Vegas is on the line. Long time, no chat.
Hey, buddy, I'm back. Come
on. Welcome back, man.
Welcome.
Thanks a lot. I took a couple of bye weeks myself, so.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so. And that's going to be my pick of the week. I'm going to take the bye week plus the points against the Saints. Yeah, the Saints are going to go down against the bye week.
Well, here's the thing. I'm telling you right now, the bye week could put up some points on the Saints right now.
They probably could, absolutely. All right, so listen, let's go down to South Beach this week. Let's go down there with the Cowboys in Miami. I really, really think with Romo coming back, I'm still not a Miami believer. I think they pulled out a couple of games. Luckily, the quarterback went out last week in Philly, and they still, you know, they squeezed by. I think Romo comes back. Romo's a winner. You know, that team just when he's on the field, they seem like they bring their play level up to another level. And you know, I think the spread's one right now, so it'll probably end up at probably around Pickett. But I think Tony Romo comes back and throws 3 or 4 touchdowns. Miami's secondary is not very good. And, you know, that Cowboy team's going to get fired up and rally back behind it.
Well, you know, it's funny because this is the NFL, and as you saw, you could have a team win 1 week like Miami did and then come back the next week and lose, and Washington crushed, and then next week they get whacked. So, you know, anything's possible, but Romo definitely makes a difference.
Absolutely. And if all else fails, we can just have a referee era. You know, maybe they're officiating.
There you go.
Yeah, they're averaging 1 a week right now.
All right, Brad, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Ted.
What do you think, Johnny D?
Yeah, you know, the Dolphins are 5-4. They still have a shot at a wild card playoff spot, but they're struggling on offense down in South Florida. But over to the Cowboys in Romo. Brad's right on it. I agree with him. They're so happy to have him back. He's going to make a big difference. I believe it or not, I could see the Cowboys winning a bunch of games in a row and maybe sneaking into the playoffs somehow. So, yeah, they're only 2.5 games back behind the Giants in, what, 7 weeks left?
Right.
So I'm with Brad. I like the Cowboys on the road myself.
Hector?
I'm with you on the Cowboys thing. I think from what we saw from the video, the locker room's all full of passion now. They can't even stand to look at the media anymore for all the criticisms. And I think they're taking it personally the way they've been playing. And like we said, that division's – even Washington can win it, so they know they can definitely win their division. So, yeah, I think the Cowboys are a good bet this week.
Yeah, you never would have dreamed the Cowboys would be chasing the Redskins. But here's the thing. The sixbetsagame.com has had Dallas a couple times early. They've been losing, but guess what? Overall, last 8 games in the first quarter, 7-1. Remember how many games they had the leads?
Yep.
And then they gave them all back?
Yep.
Miami, first quarter, last 12, they've lost 10. So they're 2-10 against the spread in the first quarter.
Yikes.
You know what? That first quarter betting is tough. Vicky can't stand it. She can't stand when I bet the first quarters because everybody else is kind of settling into the game. And I got 15 minutes of football. That's all. All right, let's go out to Kevin. Kevin, let's see if you got a winner, buddy.
Yeah, I'm definitely due for a winner, that's for sure. Washington Redskins over Carolina. It's a 9-point spread, and the underdog has won 10 out of the last 11 times with the points.
So like, yeah, that line, Vasco, you know Vasco, he called in earlier, and he said it was a 7.5. So you're seeing it up to 9 now, huh?
Yeah, I saw it up to 9 this morning.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we talked about it, Kevin. You know, when you go down to get your bets in early at Caliente, or if you're in Vegas, head over to Sportsbook when the lines come out. You know, you're talking on this could be a 3 or 4 point difference. All of a sudden, Midland becomes an option, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk to you again next week. Speaking of Midland, there's a guy on the line that knows a little bit about it. Let's go out to Tommy. Tommy, you couldn't make it today because you got some under-12 soccer parlays in, and you wanted to be there live,
yes,
I heard.
If you had the Green Dragons plus 2.5 goals, you lost.
You know what? I think they should fire. Do they have defensive coaches in soccer? I don't even know.
Yes, they do, and yeah.
There you go.
They're called coaches.
I'm going to be nice.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, we're talking about Midland. So you got a game that opened up at 7.5 and it could end up at a 10.5 or 11. Those are perfect opportunities to throw a few grand on each side, you know?
You know, the Redskins actually looked really good. They put up 47 points last week. Do people forget that?
Well, no. The Saints to church.
Yeah, Rob Ryan's free tomorrow, so he knows.
Hey, you know whose pick I really liked?
Oh.
Augustine.
Who did he go with? Oh, he liked Green Bay.
He liked Green Bay. I like Green Bay getting a point, too.
Yeah, you know what? I don't get me wrong. I know from following the trends and watching and how many people. Last year was Philly. Everybody likes somebody, and they just – this is the week. This is the – well, if it's 7 weeks in a row Minnesota covered, why would this be the week that they didn't at home? I don't know about that game. I'm still on the fence, but – I'm leaning purple. I'm leaning purple.
I'd be careful with that game, definitely.
I just think the Packers are better all around team. Yeah.
You could make that argument today, and you could make that argument tomorrow, but tomorrow afternoon you may not be able to. So, you know, that's, again, the hence of the term gambling, you know, the definition of the term gambling. So what else? What other winners you got, Tommy?
I like the Skins catching the points too.
Yep.
I just think they're going to cover. I mean, the Panthers are a good team. Don't get me wrong, and they're playing great this year, but they're not blowing anybody out. They're winning all their games by under a touchdown. So why not take more than a touchdown if they're not winning their games by more than a touchdown?
Yeah, and we talk about it all the time, guys. Right, Johnny? With those double digit dogs, that backdoor covers are tough. You're up by 11 or 12. You know, you dominated the whole game. You're up by 11 or 12. There's 2.5 minutes left. The other team You don't get the first down. You punt. The other team gets the ball. Meaningless touchdown. You should see me. And Tom, you've been to my house. You know, I'm running around the living room going, I need a meaningless touchdown. I need a meaningless touchdown, because that's all it is. It's a meaningless touchdown unless you're sports betting.
We're calling for the safety last year in the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
After that interception.
Right.
Go on, take a safety.
And he almost did, too. He almost did.
Oh, that would have been great.
The hoodie. What are you going to do? All right, Tommy, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, have fun, guys.
Thanks for calling, man.
But, yeah, so as always, remember, Tommy does things a little different. He falls perfectly into the sixbetsagame.com segment because of the fact that he doesn't bet a lot of full games. He bets quarters. He bets halves. And we talked about that Minnesota game because, again, they've won 11 of 13 first quarter.
That's amazing.
And 11-2 is 11-2 in the second half. Now, I had them last week with Oakland. It was a two-teamer with Minnesota and the under. Oh, my God. It was one of the easiest winners. They were getting points. They had the lead. Oakland had the ball, and I could give up 9 points. And very difficult in the NFL to score 9 points in one play. It just really is. You can get 8. You can get 7. You can get 6, but you're not going to get 9 very often. I will mention, though, on that game, the one thing about the Green Bay, Minnesota, is unders. The unders are everywhere, and you don't normally see that with a Green Bay team, but we've seen them struggle in the last few weeks, Johnny.
Yeah, they have. They've given up a lot of yards, and you're talking under, but they've given up the points too. But yeah, this game is tough to figure out. I personally think I'm going to watch the first half and then maybe play the second half after I get a good feel for what's going on.
And again, that sometimes is great logic, because if you don't have a feel, don't get me wrong, and you've been there, Hector, you can be kicking yourself because the team you liked ends up coming out and going to 23-0 halftime lead, and you got nothing to show for it.
Yeah, and I think with the Packers thing is they've been on top for so long, and the way they play their offense, their high-scoring offense and everything, it's like deservedly so. We've idolized them for a long time, and now when they have injuries and even their defense is looking kind of slow, like you were saying, they're giving up a lot of points. It's kind of hard for people to, like, break away from that idolatry. So hopefully some people can notice that this week.
Yeah, and some of those earlier games, I mean, you know, we're talking about teams that – These are important games because they are out of it. And if you're in a division, and this year there really isn't. Remember, we had all those undefeated teams, and all of a sudden now a couple of them have lost two in a row, and they're coming back to the pack. But we got Oakland at Detroit. We talked about the Colts at Atlanta, the Jets at Houston. Jets at Houston is a fine example of two teams that are right on the outside looking in. Tampa Bay at Philly. Philly again. That division is anybody's. Is there any of the teams, Johnny, right now that are on that outside looking in that you think could make a second half run?
Well, we mentioned the Cowboys earlier. I think they're going to do it. I still am on the Rams bandwagon. Let's see who else. And the Packers are only one game back behind Minnesota. They win that they're back in first place with tie.
Yep.
There are a couple off the top of my head.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to remember is this time of year we start getting excited because the new inventory, the championshipfootballs.com inventory isn't really controlled by championshipfootballs.com. It's controlled a little bit by those guys in the room for the college football, and then it's pretty much figured out in these next 9-10 weeks when you get those 8 teams in the playoffs, and then it goes down to 4, and then it goes down to 2, and then eventually you're going to have a Super Bowl champion. But right now, if you go to their website and you use the same promo code RADIO, RADIO, $50 on any autographed football, it really is the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed, even if it's for you. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly. Mo, when you come back.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need SixBetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, SixBetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how SixBetsAGame.com GameTime.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Dolphins were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 9-7 with the points. But if you bet against them for just the first quarter, you cashed 75% of the time. The Rams were 6-10 on the field and 7-9 against the spread. But in the first half, they went 12-4 with the points. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's sixbetsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a New England Patriots fan or an Ohio State Buckeyes backer. Maybe Grams is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a 12th man living in Seattle. Know a member of the Michigan State Alumni Association? Is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a Baltimore Ravens fan? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, they're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 866-405-1717.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz. We've got Johnny D in studio.
Oh, it's great to be here.
We are blessed to have our last week's caller of the week, Hector, with us.
Big Ben, I hope you're healthy for next week, man.
Come there on. You go. The Pittsburgh, dressed in his Pittsburgh colors. Al should be calling in. Where's Al? But before we go into a couple of the games that we want to talk about, including the KC at SD and the Buffalo at New England, let's get Mo on the line, because Mo, you always make it a little warmer here when you tell us the weather there.
It's actually snowing here right now.
Yeah, I saw that on the news.
Yeah, it's real nice. And I heard there was a little PSA about, hurting yourself with money that you don't have gambling. I usually hurt myself every week with money I do have gambling.
No, that's
true. Welcome to the show.
That's very true. So we're going to slide over now, because it looks like we have somebody visiting us from the Northwest as well, but he might, who knows where he is. Sloppy, where are you now? Sloppy.
West next week.
It looks like we dropped Mo. Did we drop Mo? We'll get it. So where are you now?
I'm in Huntington Beach still, just getting a workout in before I hit the road.
Only because I saw on your Facebook page that you were bouncing around. You were doing some shows.
Yeah, Pechanga, and then Vegas tonight, and then Seattle next week.
Oh, well, we got a little surprise for Sloppy. Let's get Nick on the line, too.
Oh, man.
What do you
think,
Nick?
Guys?
What up,
Nick? Hey, my man.
Hey, what's up, Slop?
Yes, hey, Slop, you actually woke up, Nick.
I think he had an early night. He got home at 5.
Yeah, well, he said he was on the treadmill, you know, and I got to believe him. He hasn't lied to me.
Hey, I haven't gone to bed yet. I don't know what you're talking
about. All right, Nick, so we know what happened. You were real close with that inside information. You nailed the Bears game.
Yeah, I mean, that, and here's even more news coming out of Chicago. Apparently, throughout the week, Adam Gase spent time in the defense room coaching them up on the Broncos offense for this week, which is unheard of, really, when you think about it. Usually they just kind of offer some tidbits, but apparently he's been in some meetings with the defense kind of schooling them up. So I like the Bears again this week.
Yeah, we were watching a show the other day on the guy from 49ers that went to the Cowboys and won up five rings.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, who's the guy that's got five rings? The
defense? Haley?
Charles Haley.
Charles Haley.
And then that's what they said that's what he did. He showed up and he just walked into the quarterback's room. He said, all right, I'm going to tell you how they do it.
I think we might have a little bit of that going on this week.
All right, so give us the winner.
So I like the Bears this week again, but then my other pick, my reverse pick for this week, which, by the way, this year, last year, way better on the reverse pick. It seems like all of the all the favorites are pulling through, but I think this one's got a good chance this week. San Diego at home coming off the bye, I think plus 3.5. That hook on there is attractive to me because I think they're going to keep it close in their own yard.
There you go. All right, Nick, wish you the best. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks,
Nick.
Talk to you guys later.
Later.
All right, before we talk to Mo, let's get Al on the line real quick.
Hello?
Yeah, you got a bye for Pittsburgh, Al, so what are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm looking at Arizona and Cincinnati. I'm looking for some help from Arizona.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. Nothing wrong with asking for help for your team.
Exactly. Bruce Arians, he used to be the offensive coordinator, so he's pretty familiar with the Cincinnati team with Marvin Lewis. So I think we have a pretty good chance of throwing the Cincinnati Bengals another loss and making it a little bit more interesting.
And they can cover that 4.5?
I've got some help for Al. I think the Cardinals secondary will be able to handle A.J. Green and Tyler Eifert. I really do. I like Arizona.
The defensive line with the Arizona defensive line is going to put some pressure on the Red Ryder repeater BB gun rifle thrower, whatever he is.
All right, Al, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one, buddy.
And then the other game, guys, that we talked about was San Francisco at Seattle, and sloppy for, what, 3-4 years in a row. Every time these two met, it was like a preview to who was going to win the NFC.
Yeah, and how the times have turned, gentlemen. That's a pretty much a bottom feeder now.
Yeah, we looked. They're 7-11 combined record.
Wow.
I mean, you probably got a huge point spread. I mean, Seattle will probably end up covering it. I mean, they have to.
12.5? That's right. A lot of points.
Yeah.
Man.
I'd probably still take Seattle to cover it. I think at home they're going to murder them. So.
Well, you know what? Now you start playing for pride. You're still a team that's been back-to-back Super Bowls, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think, Mo?
Has to win. If not, you know, Russell Wilson is going to catch so much flack and stuff that he's not used to. It's a must-win game for Seattle. San Francisco, anyone at this point, is a bonus for them. I mean, you know, they're playing with house money at this point, so Seattle, I think, has to win in this one.
Yeah, when we look at the sixbetsagame.com, Seattle in their last seven home games under the number, every one, and overall, two of the games have gone over 13 or under.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's their defense hasn't let them down, Slop.
Yeah, I mean, they just got closed in the fourth quarter. I mean, an amazing stat. They've had the lead at 57 straight football games. That's an impressive stat. Yeah. So they just got closed in the fourth.
Yeah, well, they had that one stretch where they're brutal. And then Johnny wanted to talk some KC San Diego. Johnny, what do you got?
The Chiefs' defense really made it tough on Peyton Manning last week. They had five picks. Andy Reid's done a good job with this team, no Jamal Charles. The Chiefs are thinking wild card maybe, but over to my San Diego Chargers. They've lost five games in the last minute, a couple on the last play of the game. It's a tough year. I know all teams have injuries, but it seems like the Chargers have had way more than their fair share. Anyway, Rivers is still second in the league in passing yardage. I think these teams will light up the scoreboard. I think it's the over play of the day in the Chiefs-Chargers over 45. That's what I'm thinking.
That's our first total call of the day. Everything else has been side. What do you think about that, Mo?
San Diego at this point has struggled, whether it be at away/home. Kansas City looked very good last week against Denver. I love the running back. Maybe this offense is starting to get it together. They've actually thrown touchdowns to receivers this year. I like Kansas City in the game.
the over scares me a little bit because these are two teams that can also have horrendously awful weeks, but I do like Kansas City in the game.
I'm with you on that one.
What about sloppy?
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think both these teams need to establish the run. San Diego's got to find something to sell to Gordon. Maybe the score's a little bit lower. I don't know, but I actually do like the Chiefs. Way too much homering going on this show.
Oh, give me a break. Coming from you? Coming for you?
How about those Patriots?
Woo! Sloppy, you got Seattle Seahawks toilet paper, for heaven's sakes.
Hey, I'm man enough to pick against my team and cover in those spots.
You have. Wow. All right, before we let you go, Mo, give us one best bet.
I'm going to take Indianapolis this week with Matt Hasselbeck. They're 2-0 with Hasselbeck, the quarterback, and they got it down to an Atlanta team that was struggling before the bye. I like the Colts in Atlanta this weekend.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Sloppy, one best bet before we let you go.
I did like the Bears, but I'll take my other one since Nick took that. I like the Lions basically getting pick'em at home against the Raiders. I think the Lions are back on track.
There you go. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Later, fellas.
Hey, let's go out to Squeak.
Chad.
Hey, congratulations on your Dancing with the Stars title, buddy.
You like that, huh? You never thought I had it in me.
No. Remember, I've seen you dance at the Bambi Club. I knew you had it in you. What do you like, though? You got a winner?
Well, I have two winners. One, go against what those guys just said. The Lions stink. The Bears stink. Take the Vikings, though. That's the team this week.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody wants Green Bay to be Green Bay, but Minnesota just quietly, too, this year, quietly just won it.
They're a better team.
Yep. All right,
maybe
Squeak.
That's the reason.
We appreciate it. Congrats again. We'll talk next week.
All right, thank you, Chad.
So who are the Lions playing? I'm trying to
Raiders.
Find them.
Raiders.
Why am I not finding
Oakland
them?
Oakland Raiders.
Here? Raiders.
Oh, that was the first game of the day. Oakland Raiders. And Sloppy likes Detroit, he said, huh? And those are some of the games, Johnny, that we kind of glossed over because no one really talked about them before. So let's finish up with the final thoughts.
All the Raiders, you know, they've lost 2 weeks in a row. But when's the last time you saw the Oakland Raiders as a road favorite? Anyway, the Lions somehow shocked Green Bay at Lambeau. Ownership's made a bunch of changes on and off the field. We talked about their offensive coordinator a few weeks ago, Jim Bob Cooter. We might have to do a special segment on that guy.
He burned his money last week.
Yeah, he sure did.
Anyway, I like the Raiders myself and this one.
How about you, Hector?
I like the over on that one. Pretty much those offenses can score some points, and I don't think their defenses can stop anybody. And I'm still going to be persona non grata in San Diego. I think Kansas City is not – it's not even going to be that close. I'm picking Kansas City to win by 2 touchdowns.
Well, just so you know, I'm looking at the 6betsagame.com data. Oakland's been over 4 straight first quarters, 5 of 6 first halves, 9 of 11 for the game. At home, Detroit over 6 of 7 first halves and 5 of 7 for the game, so that would be a game where I wouldn't necessarily watch it, but I would keep track of the game cast to see the scores. Final thoughts, Johnny D.
Hey, I've got a money line parlay that I will be putting a little cash on. Packers over Vikings, Chargers +3 into Chiefs, and Rams +2.5 money line parlay. Then my top three plays of the week. I like Arizona, and maybe a preview of the next Super Bowl, Arizona over Cincinnati. Patriots Monday Night Football, lay the 7.5 over Buffalo. And the game we just talked about, I like the Raiders to whack the Lions.
How about you, Hector?
Oh, I'm liking San Francisco +12.5. I don't think Seattle's nearly the same team that they were last year or 2 years ago. And for some reason, I hate to say it, but I'm still liking Cincinnati +4.5 and Minnesota, until somebody can prove me wrong, go with the Vikings.
No, yeah, those are two teams, Minnesota and Carolina, that are both in that prove me wrong thing. They haven't done anything up to this point to not want you to put your money on them, but people are still picking against them. So, again, remember a few things. One is show's best bets. Mythical Bankroll will be on the website sportsbettingweekly.com. You still have time. Go to @SBWeekly on Twitter, sportsbettingweekly on Facebook. Get your posts up. Everybody that sends a pick in or calls gets an entry in the grand drawing. If you got a winner, you get two. It's Sports Betting Weekly. And do me a favor. Always be cashing.